don't need to be productive during a pandemic. Psychologist, author, and parenting relationship expert Sarah Dimmerman joins us on Canada Now. And Sarah, there's nothing wrong with making the most of this gift of time that we've been given, but not everyone needs to be productive.
So it's an interesting word, productive, Jeff, because my friends are telling me that I'm being overproductive, and that's kind of my way of coping with things, is just to get a whole lot of things done and to get as many things done as I can. So in terms of the word productive, what I think is really important is there's a lot of people posting things on social media, for example, that make it look like everybody is being extremely productive. And I think that if you're doing things just to show the world or to prove to people that you too are being incredibly productive, or if you feel that you need to compete with the images and what you see and hear on social media, then that's not a good thing. But I think it is good to feel productive, because I think that if you go through each day and don't feel that you've accomplished anything, that it can lead to demotivation, can lead to lethargy, can lead to depression. So I actually think we need to kind of redefine what being productive is. So being productive could be as good as getting up in the morning and taking a shower and getting changed out of your pajamas. Being productive could be my daughter is home from university for longer than she thought she would be, and she's a great cook, or has found that she's a great cook. And so she's making a lot of wonderful things, and we're all getting very fat. But that's her way of feeling productive now that her exams are about to end. For me, being productive is about revamping my website, talking to my clients. I feel a sense of accomplishment at the end of each day. Even going grocery shopping and getting out of there alive is a sense of being productive.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and I've learned over the past month or so, Sarah, that because in the first couple of weeks, being a parent of a couple of young kids, having the home lifestyle blend with the work lifestyle all under one roof, and that the couple of people talking with, me and my wife working, I would see others. We have some single friends, what have you, and go on social media and they're like, we're learning French. I'm like, oh, that's great. I can barely get through the day. The first couple of weeks, that's how I felt. But then in the last week or two, I've been making a concerted effort of looking back on the day with my wife and us talking about the things that we accomplished. And it's now like we are looking... We're looking less at what we can accomplish and more to how we can get through this unusual time the best we can, and continuing to look at the positives.
Exactly. And I think every situation is unique. And let's see how many people really learn how to play guitar or learn how to speak in another language by the end of this pandemic. I think everybody has really great ideas. And absolutely, people have been telling me they've been doing a lot of jigsaw puzzles. People have been telling me that they've gone back to painting or being more creative. And one client that I was talking to earlier today said that she's just loving being more creative, but she hopes that she'll be able to continue it when the pandemic is over. So she's used to running her kids to highly competitive extracurricular activities. So she's loving the freedom to not be able to do that. But I think that, as you said, when you have young kids at home, it's a whole different dynamic. And I think being productive is just getting through the day and not killing each other. So I think...
That's funny, because my wife said to me the other day, when we were listing our accomplishments at the end of the night, we were in bed, and we looked at each other and said, hey, what a great day. And she goes, yeah, I didn't kill you.
Exactly.
So I was like, win for you.
Exactly. Couples are really struggling being at home so much of the time together. So I think that's a huge sense of accomplishment that you've got through the day. Let's take killing off the table and talk more sensibly about not getting into a huge fight. Because, used to be that you could get in your car and go to your friend's house when you'd had a fight with your husband or wife, or to your parents or to a family member. Now you got to just sit in your car or go for a walk, or you've just got to stay at home and work it out. So I think that can be productive. The only thing I want to caution people about is that you don't want to just sit and wait for the pandemic to be over. Some people are saying, well, you know, we just have to survive to get through this. And I think that we need to do more. I think that we don't have to learn another language or learn how to play guitar or a musical instrument or create the next masterpiece. But we do need to feel like we can look back and say, you know, how did we manage this pandemic? What did we do? Not about accomplishments per se, but what did we learn even? Like, what did we learn about ourselves? What did we learn about what we used to take for granted? So sometimes being productive might even be making a list of the things that you're grateful for. But just sitting at home and lying on the couch and watching Netflix and doing nothing much else, you know, is going to lead, as I said, to feeling depressed, is going to lead to people feeling very lethargic, very unmotivated. And it's going to be a lot harder to go from that to getting back on the treadmill than it is to go from maybe being a little bit productive every day. So I don't say you need to do anything major, but yes, create a list of things to do. My husband and I cleared out some drawers that we had been meaning to clear out, and we found things that we didn't even remember we had. So that was a huge sense of accomplishment and being productive on Sunday. So anything like that, getting a head start on spring cleaning can be very helpful.
Sage advice, as always, check out helpmesarah.com. Psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert, Sarah Dimmerman. Sarah, I really appreciate this.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. You just took your time a little bit on the show today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
Thank you, Sarah. We're going to continue. Thanks, Sarah. Now, and, you know, talk.